Yud Dalad Ador Rishon, Purim Cotton, Friday the 18th February, Rabbi Svi Goldblum, Purim Cotton.
As we all know, presumably, the last thing in Shulchan Aruch, Chaim, is about today. Today is Purim Cotton. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simitofre Sadik Zayin, Yoyim Yud Dalad Vatesvel Shabbat Rishon, in Ephraim Alpaneim, Basurim v'hesped v'tanis. Today is also v'hesped v'tanis. V'shad v'ol einu yigabem. V'yeshayim neim. Da'af v'hesped v'tanis mutorim. The 2 days of Shulchan Aruch, whether it's an issur today of hesped v'tanis, even though in the Gemara it says mufurish v'chayim that there is a hesped v'tanis, we'll shortly see what it says in the Gemara and how we can explain the Gemara. But at any rate, in Shulchan Aruch it says there's 2 days. Whether today is also v'hesped v'tanis is like Purim. Aminik says the Ramah of Aminik is for Rishona, and we're not about the Svar Rishona as Asurim Behesper Batanis. Yesh Oimri. Shechayev Laharbet Bemishta Vesimcha Beyudal Baot Rishon. The Torah brings Rishon the Rif that there are Yesh Oimri who say that today there's a Chiyuv Mishta Vesimcha. The Ramah says, Ein Noeg Yim Kain, we're not Noeg as there should be a Chiyuv today of Mishta Vesimcha. However, says the Ramon Mikoma Kemiyar Beksas Besuda. One should be marbe today Ksas Besuda, Kedei Lot says Hidei Machmirim, V'toyiv Leiv Mishta Tomit. And the Ramon ends off the Shulchan Aruch with his famous words from the Pesuk, V'toyiv Leiv Mishta Tomit. So we have 2 days where there's an Issa today of Hesped B'tainis, and we have the mention in the Ramon, the Inyan of Achiv Suda. The question is, what is the Mokka of Purim Cotton? There should be a Chiv Suda on Purim Cotton. So, Be'etzem, Tosfos in Megillah actually refers to this Inyan. And Tosfos in Megillah says quite explicitly that there is no Chiv today of a Mishta Suda. Tosfos says that even though the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, as Ein Bein Oder Mishnah Oder Sheni Elo Kriyas HaMegillah or Matonis Levyoni. The Mishnah says there's no Chiyuv between Oder Mishnah Oder Sheni Chutz from Kriyas HaMegillah and Matonis Levyoni. Tosfos says that there's no mention in the Gemara later on. It mentions that Ein Bein Zeh LeZeh. Bein Bezeh, Asurim Behesped B'Tainis. As we mentioned before, the Gemara mentions this union of Bein Bezeh, as Asurim Behesped B'Tainis. This Tosfos is Medayik. Tosfos says, Yesh Noigim, Lasis Yimei Mishta V'Simcha Ba'Avosa, B'Chamisha Osa Shel Oder Rishon. Tosfos mentions both Ba'Avosa and Chamisha Osa. They are Noigim to make the Suda of Mishta V'Simcha on the 14th and the 15th of Oder Rishon. Actually, the Pashtus of the Mishnah is also mashma like that. Since the Mishnah only says that there's no chiluk between Oder Rishon and Oder Sheni, ala mikra megillah b'vad, or matonis b'yon michlal, together with mikra megillah goes matonis yavenim, but that's all mashma is michlal, the linya mishta v'simcha, zeh v'zeh shovim. Mashma linya mishta v'simcha is mashma, zeh v'zeh shovim, that they are b'emes the same. So it would be mashma, says Tosfos, as the minig is to make a mishta v'simcha. But says Tosfos, learn here, that's not correct. The Gemara says clearly, ha leinyan hesped v'tanis zevazeh shavit. The Gemara explains that both leinyan hesped v'tanis, that is the point in which those are the dinim in which Purim Mishnah and Oder Rishon and Oder Sheni are similar. Michal, and since the Mishnah only mentions hesped v'tanis, is michal is mashma that simcha or mishta leka, that there is no chiyah of simcha. And there is no Chiyuv Mishta today. Al-Kain says Tosfos, suggests Tosfos that even though the Gemara only mentions the Inyan of Shavim Zebazel Inyan Hesper Latinis, one could say that the two things are Tali Zebazel. Since there's a din Mishta Basimcha, therefore there's a din, but it's also the Hesper Latinis. You could say the Tali Zebazel. And therefore, when the Gemara says that they're also the Hesper Latinis, the Gemara actually meant that there's also, and because of, there's also an inyan of Mishta v'Simcha. Says Tosfos, Al Kocha Lo Talia. They're not dependent on one or the other. Lo Talia Ho B'Ho. As says Tosfos, first of all, the Italia Ho B'Ho, if they would be Talia Ho B'Ho, Lashmin the Mishta v'Simcha No B'Ho, let it say that there's a Chiyuv Simcha. And Memela is Nesa B'Hesper V'Tainis. And says Tosfos another source. Says Tosfos, "Do Hayomim Amurim beMegillas Tainis Asurim beHesav Tainis Ein Ben Mishlu Simcha." Says Tosfos, "What's the makor b'chalal of the inyan of the ispa of Hesper b'Tainis? We find Yomim which are not real Yomim Tovim, like we've got Pesach and Sukkot. Not real Yomim Tovim, which are obviously also beHesav b'Tainis. There are Yomim which are also we find in Chazal which are also beHesav b'Tainis. The source of this is Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis was a Megillah of Yomim Tovim, which Chazal will kiver in Bai Sheni. That's what the Rav brings in Masech the Tainis. The Rav in Mishnah says it's in Bai Sheni. Chazal will kiver certain days which had a deal of Yom Tov. Legaba certain things, legaba Hesved, legaba Tainis. Some of them were for both, some of them for just one of those two things. So the Gemara says that there was a Megillas Tainis, and there are certain days which are mentioned in Megillas Tainis which are also the Hesved with Tainis. Says Tosfos, the day which you mentioned the source of this Issa b'Hesper b'Tainis is Lechera, obviously, is from this Megillas Tainis. Eila Yom Asurim b'Hesper b'Tainis. And there are many days, says Tosfos, which are mentioned in Megillas Tainis, which are also b'Hesper b'Tainis, which will get no chi of Simcha. So you can't say that Tol is there, b'Zer, because we find in Chazal, in this Gemara here in Megillah, that it's an Issa b'Hesper b'Tainis is Muchach, that it's a Din, Mishka b'Simcha. Because the two things are Toli Hobohor. They're clearly not Toli Hobohor, because there are many days mentioned in Megillas Tainis, which are also Behesper B'Tainis, and there's no Chi of Simcha. So says Tosfos, I don't understand. So says, we don't understand. Why should one say, learning here, it's not clear at all to say that there's a Chi of Mishter B'Simcha. It's not mentioned in the Gemara Mishter B'Simcha, it's only mentioned in Hesper B'Tainis. And also, the connection, to connect the two and say, Mela, one is Tol and the other, is also not at all Muchach. It's not clear, because as we said, we find Yomim Tovim, which was Zawul Kaver, to be also Hesper B'Tainis, which have got no Chi of Simcha. So the question is on the Ram, the Chiddush Ram, the Ram on the Rif, says there is a Chiyuv. So we have, there is a Chiyuv, Mishnah B'Simcha. And so the question is, what does the Ram do with Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos is asking a very good question. It says in the Gemara nothing more than Hesper B'Tainis. And they're not connected. So what's the Ram's? And the Ram clearly connects the two. The story that Tosfos does not want to hear, the story that Tosfos says that they're connected, the Ram says, and Tosfos says they're not connected. I'm going to write they're not connected. The Ram says clearly that is the reason, that is the makor of Mishnah B'Simcha. Because it says in the Gemara, Asur B'Hesper B'Tainis. It's a raya that they're also, that there's a chiyuv and there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Mishnah. What does Tosfos do with the Ram's kasha that we can find clearly in Megillas Tainis? They're not Toli Zeh B'Zeh. So I thought that is a very simple answer, possibly. even though it says in the Gemara, Asur B'Hesper B'Tainis, as we saw in Shulchan Aruch, there are two deis about this. The question is, if something which is mentioned clearly in the Gemara, where it doesn't usually find, the poet can say opposite to what it says in clearly in the Gemara. The Ran, the Modcha, on Maseches Megillah, brings that there is no Issa Hesper B'Tainis, B'Zmanazir. Says the Ran, says the Modcha, two reasons why there's no Issa Hesper B'Tainis, B'Zmanazir. One reason, he says, is Be'emes, if you look in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that even though there were Yomim, which Chazal would kiver to be also Behesper B'Tainis, or B'Bokhi Megillas Tainis. The Mekor is Megillas Tainis, and B'Sman HaChuban is B'Bokhi Megillas Tainis. There is no Mo'adi. Chutz, in the Gemara says clearly, Chutz from Purim and Chanukah. Purim and Chanukah remain with the Din of Megillas Tainis. And that they're also Behesper B'Tainis. Chutz from Purim and Chanukah. Says the Ran, says the Modcha, that this din, that Purim and Chanukah are exceptional, that even though all the other Yom Tovim mentioned in Megillas Tainis were bottle, Purim and Chanukah were not bottle, there's a reason. The reason is because they're mefursomim b'mitzvosom. Purim and Chanukah have their mitzvos hayom, and since they have the mitzvos hayom, the Yom Tovim are mefursomim, and that person remains, the mitzvos hayom remain. So since the mitzvos hayom remain, and the mefursomim b'mitzvosom, is the reason that Megillas Tainis says, that the Chazal say that even a bottle of Megillas Tainis, nonetheless Purim, Legabi Purim and Chanukah, lo bottle of Megillas Tainis. Says the Motzi, if that's the case, then that's only Shayach, Bizman, says the Ram, that is only Shayach, Bizman, of the Chazal. At the Zman of the Chazal, when there was still an Indian of lo bottle of Megillas Tainis, says the Motzi, I'll just tell you what the Rosh of the Motzi says. Says the Modcha here in the Sefer Megillah. Right.
So the motcha like this. So it's the motcha as Chani Kippurim, as he said, that is only Mizman Shemispasim Anisa. And says the Ran, as says the motcha Avol, you dalit b'od the Rishon, kibun the lesbo pirsum Anisa, v'lo mikri megila le'odiv mishat ha'anius. He says that the reason why Purim and Chanukah are exception is because of that. Because there's no inyan of Mikra Megillah, therefore they're not different. So he says like this. He says the Be'etzem is a Megillah's Tainus, which says that Purim and Chanukah are also Be'etzem Tainus. Bottle Megillah's Tainus. But we say that Bottle Megillah's Tainus is only about the Yom Tov, not Megillah, not the Purim and Chanukah. Purim and Chanukah says are only exceptional because they've got mitzvahs. Purim Kotan, we don't have the mitzvahs. There is no Mikra Megillah. So therefore, that's not included. The inyan that Purim and Chanukah are exceptional, Purim is exceptional, in the Batel Megillah Tainus, still also Hesper Tainus, is only a Purim Mamish, in Od Yashenu Milay Mikra Megillah. Says the Motche, it says in the Gemara Mefurish, that the Asurim Purim is also Hesper Tainus, so we ask, how can we go against the Mefurish and Gemara? Says the Motche, that is the man, that is Kodim Shabbat Megillah Tainus. Before Batel Megillah Tainus, the Navada, Purim Kotan is included in the Yomim Tovim, which is a sort of Hesper Tainus. But we're now holding at the time of Bottle Megillah's Tainus. If it's Bottle Megillah's Tainus, in order to say that Purim should be different, we have to have the Gemara. The Gemara says that Chutz Mipurim Purim Mechanica. Chutz Mipurim Mechanica is only get when they're Mispasim and Miswasim when they've got Mitzvahs. But Purim Mechanica, we don't have the Mitzvahs, they're not exceptional to the Klal of Bottle of Megillah's Tainus. And therefore, even though the Gemara says that Purim Kotan is also Hesper Tainus, it does not apply nowadays the Bottle Megillah's Tainus. That's the first tell us that the Motcha says. So therefore, that is the chat in the first day in Shulchan Aruch, the day in Shulchan Aruch that says there's Issa Hesper Tainus. Even now there's Issa Hesper Tainus even Purim Kotan. Says the Motcha, I'm a Chodesh to tell us. He says that, apart from the first two which I said, that which says in Megillah's Tainus, in Chazal, about Megillah's Tainus, that Bottle Megillah's Tainus, Chutz Purim and Chanukah, he says that's only Purim, which they already laid the Megillah. They thought it's only Sabra Shona. He said they're talking about a certain year, that at the time when they laid the Megillah, when they came to Shul in the morning and they started reading the Megillah, they didn't yet know that there's going to be two others. It's a normal year, there's one order, everyone came to Shul, and they laid the Megillah. After that, after they laid the Megillah already, based in Sat, and Sanhedrin Sat, based in Sat, decided they're going to be Ma'aba Shona. So when they came home from Shul and already read the Megillah, everyone heard in the Sabra Shona that today is not really Purim, it's only Od HaRishon. And they'll have to wait another month to be Mekayim Mitzvah Seyoyim in Od HaShem. In that case, only in that case of Purim Kotan, a Purim Kotan became a Purim Kotan after Mikra Megillah. That beginning was for real Purim. And after Mikra Megillah, late in the morning, it became Purim Kotan. That's the Purim Kotan that even in Megillah's Tainus, that Chazal meant to say that lo bottle of Megillah's Tainus like I'm Purim Kotan. But a year in which the Kvias of Shnei Odras, of Adarish and Adarsheni was before they came to Shul, before Yudalit, they already then decided based in that it's going to be an Ibriyah, and there was no Mikra Megillah that year, then there's no Inyan of Purim Kotan Bechlau, says the Motcha. Even at the time of Le Botla, or before Botla, begins Tainus. So we have two Tzuritzim in the Motcha. Why? Bezman Azeah. These are the two Esbeirim in the Din of the Seitz and the Mechaba. We have two reasons why nowadays there's no Inyan and there is an Issa of Hesper Tainus. One reason is because that's what's mentioned in the Gemara as Purim Kotan is also the Hesper Tainus is only followed Shalomis Batla, Megillah's Tainus, but after his bottle Megillah's Tainus, only a Purim, which were Mekayim, the Mitzvah Seyoyim, only such a Purim is no bottle Megillah's Tainus and not some Hesper Tainus. About Purim, which is no Mikra Megillah, there's no Mitzvah Seyoyim, remains like every other Yontif, which is mentioned there, as bottle Megillah's Tainus, and there's no Inyan, there's no Issa Hesper Tainus. And the second sentence is that even Mizman, the Ikar Din of Chutz Mipurim Bekotan, even at that time, the Inyan of Purim, which was exceptional, as Lo Bottle Megillah's Tainus and Osam Hesper Tainus is only a Purim Kotan which happened after Mikra Megillah when the Yoim was already hooked for that this day is Purim because they already laid the Megillah and then Beis Din decided to make it out, it's no Purim today, we're going to have Purim in a month's time, then that Purim problem is also behez with time. Because it's already hooked for it, it became a Purim through the Mikvah Megillah. Even though later on it was decided that it's not really going to be Purim, but nonetheless, they they did lay Megillah. It was hooked for the Yom to become Purim. Only on that Purim we say that there's the Purim Kotlin is also behez with time. Those are the two explanations of the Modcha. So I thought that we're asking a question. Tosis asked a very strong question. Tosis says that there's no inyan of Bishlatinus. So Tosis, are you going to tell me because it says in the Gemara, as a son of these two things are connected? Says Tosis, where's the makor of Asa Behesper Batinus? From Megillas Tinus. He says Tosis, ask Tosis from Megillas Tinus, we find many Yom Tovim which are Asa Behesper Batinus, has no Chiyuv Suda. So therefore, where does the Chiyuv Suda come from? So I thought that the Ran, who learns that it comes from the Chiyuv Suda, is very poshut. The Ran held like the Motcha. The Ran held like the Motcha, that the Motcha holds that if we're looking to Asa, Purim Kotan, Behesper Batinus, Raman Azer, there's no reason to Asa it. As Megillas Tinus, using a Makoya to Asa, Hesper Batinus, and Purim Kotan nowadays, because of Megillas Tinus, is incorrect for the two reasons that the Motcha says. And let's particularly dwell on the first reason the Motcha said. The first reason, what is the difference between the two reasons the Motcha says, in fact? The first reason the Motcha says is you could say that, you could argue that even though nowadays is bottle and Megillas Tinus and everything, but Purim is Purim and Purim Kotan is Purim Kotan. And the first day of Purim in other Rishon is Purim Kotan is Purim. But you're going to ask a question, so therefore there should be a din of Asa Behesper Batinus. No, that's only a Purim which is mispas from Mitzvosa. But Purim should not mispas from Mitzvosa, that not. And the second terrorist takes on that if they didn't lay the Megillah in the morning and then based on Avashon, it's Pagalish Purim. That's not Purim. Purim is when it's hooked, I mean, Purim Kotan, that means in other Rishon. It's not called Purim unless you look at the Mitzvos. So could be that the Ran holds Avada, the Motch is correct. The Motch is right. If we're going to say there's going to be an Issa of Hesper Batinus, this man is there, it's not Shaykh, it's because of Megillas Tinus, that's no Shaykh to Megillas Tinus. Because of the Gemara says that the Megillas Tinus remains like Abi Purim, that's not Shaykh, that's only Purim which is Mispasim of Mitzvosa. But Purim which is not Mispasim of Mitzvosa, like now, it's not Mispasim of Mitzvosa, and it's got bottle of Megillas Tinus, that's not the Purim about which we say it's also Hesper Batinus. Says the Ran, you're right. That's the other reason. Says the Rabbi, I'll ask you a question. In the Gemara says, Asurim Behesper Batinus. And it's much in the Gemara, not that you're saying in certain cases, Asurim Behesper Batinus means Asurim Behesper Batinus. It's also Behesper Batinus. You're all funny. Says the Ran. So why is it also Behesper Batinus? I'm not saying it's also Behesper Batinus as Megillas Tinus. Because the reason of Megillas Tinus, because of that, and Purim is low botla, that's not a reason. The Malkus is correct. That's not a reason. Even though it's Purim, that's not a reason. The Issa, the Din, which we say, the Purim remains, also Behesper Batinus, Mitzad, the Din of Megillas Tinus, that only applies to Purim Shem Mitzvosa. The Malkus is 100% correct. So therefore, I'm asking a question, says the Ran. Why is it saying in the Gemara, the Inalo Ifanim, and all Ifanim, is Purim is also, Purim Kotan is also Behesper Batinus? I've only got one explanation. The explanation is because there's a Chiyuv Suda. A new reason. Not because of Megillas Tinus. Not because of the bottom of Megillas Tinus. Not because of that. There are certain behalfs of the Tinus because there's a Chiyuv Suda. It can't be any other reason. Because if it be any other reason, then the Motcha would be right. The only other reason we have is because of Megillas Tinus. No, Megillas Tinus doesn't apply anymore. The Motcha is right. So therefore, why is there an Issa of Hesper Tinus? It can only be because there's a Chiyuv Suda. Or is Mugach, if so, there's a Chiyuv Suda. So we've got, in fact, two reasons why there's Issa of Hesper Batinus. One reason is also Hesper Batinus is because of Megillas Tinus. And now we're getting involved in the question of the Motcha, whether it's bottle Megillas Tinus, the Gabri Purim nowadays in other Rishon, or it's not bottle. But now we've got a new reason. The Ran says, and Beres Tosis himself, those themselves mention this reason. The Chiyuv Suda, if there's a Chiyuv Suda, a Yoyim, when the Chazal will Machayev a Suda, the Machayev Mishta V'Simcha, such a day, that itself is a Rishon Behesper Batinus. Without the Inyan Megillas Tinus. That's part of the Tatkona. A day which will Chazal will Kaveya, that there's a Chiyuv Suda, in Chiyuv Suda, in Chiyuv Suda means that there's a Chiyuv Mishta, then how can there be a Tinus if there's a Chiyuv Suda? And if there's a day which is Simcha, there's a day which Chazal will Kaveya, a Chiyuv Simcha, how can there be a Din of Hefsa? So that's a new reason why there should be also Hesper Batinus. The reason is because there's a Chiyuv of Mishta V'Simcha, and it's Mugach. So that's what the Ran means, because otherwise the Ran would be correct. Otherwise the Motcha would be correct. The Motcha would be right, but as Megillas Tinus, we should know reason. So we have a a very good basis now, I think, to explain why the Bemis is brought. There's a Kafir Minig, and the Makar is from this Ram. There's a Minig. Some people hold me Ikadin, some Mishon hold me Ikadin. There's a Chil today of Mishnah Basimcha. Yesterday, traveling to with my nephew, Rabbi Yaakov Reshna, the Rabbi in Manchester, he told me over a Chasam Sefer. Chasam Sefer, Masechta Megillah. And the Hagos, in the back of Masechta Megillah, the Gemara says that there's a Chil of Halil Vodon on Purim. Where's the Makur? There's a Chil of Halil Vodon on Purim. So the Chasam Sefer says the Makur is, the Gemara says, so the Gemara says the Makar is from Yisrael Messiah. That's Me'avdus L'cheirus Sharu Shiro. Chalil said when he went out, Me'avdus L'cheirus, they said Shiro. Shiro Sayam. Is Me'avdus L'cheirus, they said Shiro. Is Kavuchayma Mechaim L'movis. Purim, when there was a Gzeir of L'hashmud L'harig, says the Gemara. If there was a, if the Chazal sang Shiro in a much lesser situation, a situation of Me'avdus L'cheirus, when he went out of Mitzrayim, Me'avdus L'cheirus, when the lives were not threatened. And then he said Shira on the Gula. Is about that there's a Gula in me. And the Chaim Lemovis, as it was in the time of Motzal Esther, is about that there's a Chil Shira. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Chasam Sefer, this is a Kalvachayma. And this is a Pasuk in the Torah. There's a Kalvachayma based on a Pasuk in the Torah. Says the Chasam Sefer, Purim is the Achil Deraisa. Achil Deraisa. Achidish Godel. Achil Deraisa. I haven't seen anybody else say such a thing. Of a Chasam Sefer says there's a chiyuv derais of lahalil on the shabeach on Purim, and he says be'etzem there's a din always of there's Purim we've got other rishon, other sheni, Purim katan and Purim real, Purim gadol. He says be'emes there's a klal who's risen makdim le mitzvah, and be'emes we should say be'emes the other chiyuv of Purim which will mekayim that the derais which he makes the inyan of lahalil and shabeach. That Shabbat should be in Purim Gotten, should be well straight away in the first Purim. It's reason about Dim Lemissus. Now the Gemara says, Some Chin and Gula Legula, the Chiyub of Purim of Be'ika, of Megillah, is in the order which is close to Chodesh Nisan, because of Some Chin and Gula Legula. So therefore, says the Chasam Sefer, right, that's all, that the Chazal decided, because of Some Chin and Gula Legula, so therefore Mikra Megillah, and Matonis Levyonim, which goes together with Mikra Megillah, will only be on Purim Gotten, we call it. But the Ikar deal, about it, there's an Inyan for Zerizim Magdil and Mitzvah. Mameli says, how are they Makayim? The Ikar deal, how is Shabayach? Says the Chasm Sefer, with that, with the Kaveh, as a sort of behest of the Tainis. And we're saying over now, B'Shem Naran, and we've been Mazbel Naran, and Peter Motza, that in this Chiv, in this, what says in the Gemara, as a sort of behest of the Tainis, is licked in them, we can understand, that there's a Chiv, as Mishnah Masimcha. So according to the Chasam Sofer, we come out Achidish Gadol. At least the person who's going to be Makayim, it says in the Ramon, Ramon says it's not Machiv, Meitah Din, it's not Achiv. Ain't no Din Ken. Or Mikol Mokim, we are the Sas Pasuda. So a person could be Machavan, when he's eating the Suda to be Makayim, at least even as an Achiv Deraisa, maybe we're arguing about Kaponim, what could be Machavan, to be Yosef, to be Makayim, maybe a Mitzvah Deraisa of Lahal Shabech, which is Mukhim Ramon, the Chasam Sofer says, there's a Mitzvah Lahal Shabech, at Kavachim, with Nesis Mitzrayim. I think we have another 5 minutes, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
I would just say over, we're holding already by Purim. In we find, in the Megillah, we find that even though there was, we find that Haman had a Mapola, that Achashverosh told Haman to take Motcha and to carry him to mark him on the Sus, Kochi Yosa Ish. A terrific mapola to Oiv Yisrael, to Haman. And we find immediately afterwards, Chazal say that Motcha, immediately after he finished the procession through the town's Betushan, but Yoshev, and he went back to the Sakya B'Tanisa. He went back to Sakya B'Tanisa. He sat down and again, and he carried on in his Avelis and his Tefillah, not Avelis, but his Tefillah and his Tachanunim, that the Rebbe Shalom should save Tal Yisrael. So the question is, so Motcha it seems understood. He understood that this is not yet the Gula. Even though we see this tremendous Mapola of Haman, Oiv Yisrael, the Gula is not Mishkikum. That's Mucha, that's what it says in Chazal. The question is, but how did Motcha understand that there is such a thing? The Gula didn't come, and we see nonetheless, and we see a Gvartik and Ness and Natsola for Klal Yisrael, that the Oiv Yisrael Haman have such a Mapola. How does one understand such a thing? Either it is the gula, it's not the gula. So the I saw once in the Siddur of the Gron, and the post and the tefillah which we say in Shmoneh Esrei, Misha no miftach la tzaddikim. And the Gron says wonderful words. The Gron says, "What's the pshat? Misha no miftach la tzaddikim." The Gron says, "The people Klal Yisrael, a person in his personally, are waiting for a Gula Shleima, and the Gula Shleima, it hasn't yet come. So a person can be broken a bit, and his betochen can become weaker, because chas v'sholom, because the Gula Hashleima hasn't come, and he's waiting so long for the Gula Shleima hasn't come." Says the Gaon, the Bnei Shleim does a tremendous chesed in the Klal Yisrael. He shows himself to Klal Yisrael. He shows himself to a Yochid, who's Natsora, is waiting for Gula. How does he show himself? He shows himself by making a Miksas Gula. By making something, an indication, an Aksasness, an Aksas Hatsola for that person, that is as a reminder, Kielu Kibayach, the Baruch Shalom says, "I'm here, I'm looking after you." Says the Gaon, the Malka for Nats is Bemis from the Megillah. He says, Achashverish, in the Kodim Shidit Vahomon, in the times of Achashverosh, before Haman was actually hanged, Heru lehem gedulas motcha, asher kor levono b'rechoy v'skocha yosel ish asher melech yoki b'kore. Says the Gaon, that's the pshat, Mishon nu miftach la tzadikim. Mishon is as it was a stick. A person is waiting, has an accident, chas v'shalom, and is waiting for his foot, his leg, to become healed. He needs to refuah shleima. So what does he do at the time being? He doesn't lie in bed. The time being, he takes a stick, and with a stick, he manages to walk around. Mishon is something which a person can be seimchon, can hold on to for the time being until the refuah shleima comes. Says the Gaon, that's the pshat we say in Shmoneh Esrei. The Rebbeinu Shalom is a mishon u'miftach la tzaddikim. He's not only a miftach that tzaddikim are b'teach boy, that he will bring the gula shleima, but for the time being, he wants to be mechazik person in his bitochon. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives the person indication and shows, "I'm here." That is mishon. That is the stick. That is the crash on which Klal Yisrael and a yochid is chas v'shalom and Yisrael can rely on. But we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us, and in Yisrael Hashem, Bekorev will bring the gula shleima.